Captain Crum. President Sincere and Vice President Sincere directly opposite. If you want to walk around and look at brass plates on the back of the chairs, that indicates which cabinet secretary is in which chair. The tradition here is the president and vice president, the cabinet secretaries pay for their own chairs and then take a little bit of office.
A nice thing to keep. I'm sure that would be a memento of their position. That would be lovely.
Is there any order in which they sit?
Yes.
Yes.
The protocol of the seating is by age of the partner round.
What would the buttons be to call, like a secretary or? I noticed that the.
Yes, staff, to buzz for staff or reports or something we might need for.
See the brand new mic for the secretary of the interior there?
They change rather quickly, don't they?
The table.
A lot of chairs go through here.
The table is when President Nixon gave us for the cabinet room about 8 months ago.
Did he have it designed and made?
The old one was too small. And the other tradition is each president will hang portraits of other presidents that he especially admires in the cabinet room.
And then they go back to one of the numerous basement filings with the various. The choice of the neighbor.
Now, in the case of three presidents in the cabinet room now, the White House collection has another portrait. They also hang in the White House itself, where Wilson hangs in the green. Theodore Roosevelt's in the red. President Eisenhower's in the cross hall.
And then these chairs at the back are just for additional guests that are included in the.
This will be used not only for cabinet meetings, but for meetings of the National Security Council, the National Affairs Council, and other top meetings. The president will be the Boy Scouts. Yes, lots of use.
Okay, that's quite a throw for them.
Those are coming.
Who did you say about Boy Scouts?
I said, or an example would be, he'd see a group of Boy Scouts in there, or a group of Boy Scouts in the senior body.
And it is impressive, because I remember when I was a girl in school back here, and I do remember, I was received at a tea in the upper room at that end.
East room?
I guess, by Eleanor Roosevelt. And she did the same type of thing. And the girls from our school, Chevy Chase Junior College, which has since gone into a 4-H club, going down the world, they have to know what we saw. But in any event,